Brigham Young University periodically confers honorary degrees on men and women whose service to the world, country, and education is of such significance as to warrant the distinction of an honorary degree. This is the highest honor within the university's authority to grant. Today, an honorary degree will be conferred upon a very deserving individual. It is my honor to represent Brigham Young University with the support of the Board of Trustees in conferring an honorary doctoral degree upon Dr. Donald B. Doty. Dr. Doty, please join me on the right of the podium. We are pleased to recognize today Dr. Donald B. Doty and refer you to the program for his full honorary doctoral degree citation. Dr. Doty is a world-renowned surgeon, but surgery wasn't always in his plans. I liked surgery, he said, but I didn't like surgeons very well. He was speaking of his early medical school days. It took an intelligent and scholarly mentor to change his opinion of a field he believed was full of arrogant and egotistical doctors. After a 40-year career performing and teaching cardiovascular and thoracic surgery, Dr. Doty has mentored nearly 100 resident surgeons to become well-rounded doctors. After graduating from Stanford University College of Medicine in 1962, Dr. Doty trained in general surgery at the Los Angeles County USC Medical Center until 1967. For 2 years following his training, he served as a major in the U.S. Army Medical Corps. After his military service, Dr. Doty specialized in cardiovascular and thoracic surgery at the University of Alabama Medical Center. Early on in his medical career, Dr. Doty took on the role of both surgeon and teacher. He has taught surgery at the University of Iowa College of Medicine and has written 4 textbooks on cardiovascular surgery. He is also the founding director of the annual Core Curriculum Review in Cardiovascular and Thoracic Surgery, the most popular and innovative review course for surgeons preparing for the Thoracic Surgery Board examination. As a medical school student, Dr. Doty met his wife, Cheryl, while she was home for the summer from BYU. They married in 1961 and are the parents of 2 sons, David and John. In addition to his medical accomplishments, Dr. Doty has offered a lifetime of church service in many capacities, including bishop, stake president, regional representative, and Area 70. After his retirement in 2004, he and his wife served a 9-year mission chairing the Missionary Department Health Services, a role that brought many blessings. Dr. Doty believes, quote, "Whenever you are serving somebody, the Lord blesses you. The blessings are not tangible most of the time. They are the way you feel about yourself and about what you have done." For his great contribution to thoracic and cardiovascular surgery, for his generosity in sharing his skills in bettering the health of many, and for his faithful example as a church leader, Brigham Young University is pleased to confer upon Donald B. Doty the degree of Doctor of Science and Christian Service, honoris causa. We will now hood Dr. Doty. We are now honored to have Dr. Doty address us.
I express my sincere gratitude and pleasure on receiving the degree of Doctor of Science and Christian Service from Brigham Young University. I am not an alumnus of BYU. As I look back 55 years to when I visited the campus for the first time, I wished I had received my undergraduate education at BYU. As I receive this distinguished degree, I join my wife and our 2 sons in having a degree from BYU. I offer a few thoughts to the graduates as you embark on your life prepared by the degree from BYU that you will receive today. become a scholar for life. As I began my studies leading to the degree of Doctor of Medicine, the dean of the medical school met with the students. He said, "You are graduate students and are expected to learn on your own, by your own effort. We will help you learn, but we will not spoon-feed you. We have a library of medicine. I would suggest that you go there, take a book from the shelves, read from it, and learn." Today, all of this information is available on the internet, so it is easy to be studying and learning all of your life. Resolve any conflict that you may have in your mind regarding scientifically based knowledge and knowledge that comes from gifts of the Spirit. Remember the words of Isaiah, "Whom shall he teach knowledge? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little." When one comes to the understanding that all knowledge has its origin with God and is given to man incrementally for the benefit of humankind, there is no conflict between science and gifts of the Spirit. We then qualify to receive new knowledge and recognize it rightfully as a gift from God. Select great mentors and follow their ways. On the first day of my training to become a heart surgeon with Dr. John W. Kirkland, one of the pioneers of the use of the heart-lung machine, he stated emphatically, "Try to do everything exactly as I do it." At first, I thought him to be arrogant. But as I considered what he said more thoughtfully, I realized if I were ever to approach His Excellence as a cardiac surgeon, it was incumbent upon me to follow His ways as accurately and precisely as possible. President Russell M. Nelson, then Dr. Nelson, invited me to work with him in the practice of cardiovascular surgery. His environment was one where honesty and doing what is right are the principles that guided all personal and professional relationships. Intellectual honesty means never leaving anything to chance. Intellectual dishonesty means thinking it will be okay when you know all is not right. Doing what is right means always taking the high road, even if it is more difficult and less politically expedient. Find ways to provide Christian service. It has been easy for me as a medical doctor to provide service to others in time of need. It has been my responsibility to be available to the sick and afflicted. Illness does not have a calendar or a clock. There are no weekends. Illness frequently attacks late in the night. Medicine as a profession requires that we work when there is need and stay with it until a problem is resolved. I learned that teaching and providing my skills as a surgeon without compensation to those living in deprived conditions were the most rewarding experiences of my professional life. Teaching and operating in hospitals in China, Russia, Latvia, and Ukraine not only provided care for people in need, but also advanced quality of care provided by the dedicated doctors working and doing their best with what little they had in those hospitals. It may seem strange for me to speak of the end of a career that you haven't even started. The reality is that your productive life working for compensation is limited and the time will pass too soon until you retire to the life of a pensioner. You may then choose a life of full-time play or full-time rest. I would suggest it is better to prolong your career by continuing to use your talents in service to others. When I left the rigor of the operating room, I was called to senior missionary service with my wife, Cheryl. We served full-time in the missionary department for 9 years, organizing and supporting hundreds of volunteer health professionals responsible for the health and safety of over 83,000 missionaries serving in missions worldwide. It was a second career for me, requiring study and learning in order to advise proper care for afflicted missionaries. I observed the deep concern of the Brethren of the 12 and the 70 whenever a missionary was seriously injured or ill. It was a blessing to observe divine intervention, saving missionaries when we had done all that we could. Jesus Christ, Savior and Redeemer, provided the ultimate example of service to others. Throughout his ministry, as he went about teaching his gospel, he blessed and healed the sick and afflicted. Interestingly, many of the healing miracles of Jesus Christ were accomplished on the Sabbath. There were many times that I had to work on Sunday, holidays, or other inconvenient times, and could have used my profession as an excuse not to serve in the church or for other worthy causes. The blessings that accompany pure Christian service, given whenever there is need, however, are so wonderful that any personal sacrifice should be made to receive them. As we serve others after the manner taught by Jesus Christ, we feel his love and focus our lives on becoming more like him. In his name, Jesus Christ.